Welcome to the first in our series of Day One Digest, where we make sense of cost concepts and their practical applications. I'm Lee Dixon, no relation, and today I'm going to spend 5 minutes talking about 6 minutes. In later episodes, I'm going to explain why that might not be proportionate. And yes, I've opened with a proportionality joke. So let's move on. Let's unpick something that will become your day-to-day. I'm talking about a concept that's small in scale but huge in significance, the 6 minute unit of time. Understanding the 6 minute unit will give you invaluable insight into how legal costs are calculated and why every minute literally counts. So I want you to sit back and enjoy with a brew and a hobnob this cost treat, which will give you a very quick insight into some core cost fundamentals as you start your career in law. So what exactly are 6 minute units? Time recording and billing are often broken into units of 6 minutes. Since an hour contains 60 minutes, one unit represents 1/10 of an hour, or 6 minutes. This system will be used by you to track time. So for example, if you spend 12 minutes on a phone call, that's 2 units. If you spend 18 minutes drafting an email, 3 units. So forget time as you know it and live it. In law, you will live and work in these 6 minute units of time. These are the foundation for what you charge and what you get paid, and will confuse your family members when you start to refer to units of time in daily life. The minimum you would usually record for any job, no matter the actual time spent, is 6 minutes, or 1 unit. What rule says this, you might demand? Practice Direction 522.1 to Part 47, I would retort. But you might say, that practice direction only references letters, emails and calls. Well spotted, I would say. But you enjoyed reading that part of the CPR. It does indeed, but the 6 minute unit is the standardized method of timekeeping to ensure that every bit of work done for a client is accounted for, and it's used for all time you spend. Why 6 minutes though? Why not 5 or 10? So the 6 minute unit is intended to strike a balance between precision and practicality. It's detailed enough to capture the nuances of legal work, but not so granular that it becomes a nightmare to track and calculate. This system also aligns with hourly rates, and breaking that hour into smaller increments ensures fair billing for shorter tasks without losing sight of the bigger picture. But just to confuse you, in some areas of law, it can be 3 minutes. Arguably, it can be whatever you want. But for today, and for the legal industry you work in at the moment, 1 unit of time is 6 minutes. 10 units is 1 hour, and so on. Still with me? Excellent. Because that's it. That's the core concept. Now, if you're tempted to stop this and do some billing, just hang on a little bit longer, because this is where it gets really exciting. The 6 minute unit system is not without challenges or criticisms. Each task you do as part of a case will need to be time recorded so that ultimately it can be billed. No task will fall neatly into these units of time, so you will generally round up. Working 11 minutes on a statement, 2 units. Working 4 minutes on an email, 1 unit. Spend 33 minutes on a telephone call, 6 units. Well done. This can add up over time, and it can lead to perceptions of inflated costs, but you must remember costs is a swings and roundabouts business. Don't worry about rounding up, because more often than not, the time truly spent on that task, the time that forms part of your hourly rate, is more than you think, but that's not for today. Another issue arises from the nature of legal work itself. You'll often multitask or perhaps switch between tasks throughout the day. Accurately capturing and applying time to specific units can be pretty tricky. That's why transparency is crucial. Good legal practitioners ensure their time entries are detailed to avoid later confusion. It's also worth remembering that the 6 minute unit is part of a broader legal cost framework. The cost assessment process involves examining time records to ensure they're reasonable and proportionate. Judges pay close attention to these records, so accuracy is paramount. If a solicitor's time entries appear excessive or vague, they're vulnerable to reduction during a cost assessment. So, quick recap. 1 unit is 6 minutes. 10 units is 1 hour. 7 units, 42 minutes. And it takes 3 units to hard boil an egg. Round up. So there you are. Easy. Welcome to the world of 6 minute units. It's a system that's as much about efficiency as it is about accountability. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of Day One Digest. If you found this helpful, please subscribe and like and share it with others who might benefit from a quick sprint through legal billing practices. Until next time, here's me reminding you that every 6 minute counts, especially in the world of legal costs. and on a joke. Join me next time when I nibble at the Indemnity Principle. I'm Lee Dixon. Thanks for listening.